Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us. It's Mike and Kim, and we're here with you to share some good stuff.
Well, I have something from George Carlin today about views on aging, and I know we've had this before, but I was going to hit some of the highlights on it.
Very good. I like the idea of that. And I'm going to do a little reminiscing from about 21 years ago.
Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine and the surrounding areas in Cherry County and the Sandhills. A unique ecosystem there if you want bird watching. Yep, spring's a great time to do that. Valentine National Wildlife Refuge or Fort Niobrara Wildlife Refuge or McKelvey National Forest. Lots of public ground to get access to on that. Or if you're looking at a spring turkey hunt or maybe a fishing trip coming up for this summer, go to visitvalentine.com to get started.
I said I was going to share something from the history.
Okay.
So, 21 years ago, sometimes it's just hard to believe how time goes by so quickly, singer, songwriter, and former rodeo champion Chris Ledoux died.
Oh, yeah. That was like March 9th.
Yep. Yeah. Of course, he had a lengthy battle with liver ailments, and he was only 56 when he died.
A young talent yet.
Yes. Ledoux was admitted to Wyoming Medical Center in Casper and experienced complications from his cancer. He underwent a liver transplant in October of 2000 after being diagnosed with a rare liver disease. And in November of 2004, confirmed he had been diagnosed with another slow-growing cancer of the bile duct. Commenting on Ledoux's death, Capitol Records Nashville president and CEO Mike Dugan noted, "In a world of egos and sound-alikes, he was a unique artist and a wonderful man." Tribute to Chris Ledoux. We still miss him.
Out of KC, Wyoming.
That's right.
So George Carlin's views on aging.
Okay. Are we all ready for this, everybody?
I hope so. Do you realize that the only time in our lives when we like to get old is when we're kids? If you're less than 10 years old, you're so excited about aging that you think in kind of fractions. How old are you? I'm 4 and a half. You're never 36 and a half. You're 4 and a half going on 5. That's the key here. You get into your teens and now they can't hold you back. You jump to the next number or even maybe a few ahead. How old are you? Well, I'm going to be 16. You could be 13, but hey, you're going to be 16. And then the greatest day of your life, you become 21. Even the words sound like a ceremony. You become 21. Yes. But then you turn 30. Ooh, what happened there? Makes you sound like bad milk. We turned 30, remember? We had to throw him out. There's no fun now. You're just a sour dumpling. What's wrong? What's changed? You become 21, you turn 30, and you're pushing 40. Whoa, now, put the brakes on. It's all slipping away. Before you know it, you'll reach 50, and your dreams are gone. But wait, you make it to 60. You didn't think you would. So you become 21, you turn 30, you push 40, reach 50, and you make it to 60. You've built up so much speed that you hit 70. After that, it's a day-by-day thing. You hit Wednesday. You get into your 80s, and every day is a complete cycle. You hit lunch, you turn 4:30, you reach bedtime, and it doesn't just end there. Into the 90s, you start going backwards. I just turned 92. Then a strange thing happens. If you make it over 100, you become like a little kid again. I'm 100 and a half. May you all make it to a healthy 100 and a half. That was something that was come out a while back from George Carlin that I thought I would use for you today here on The Good Stuff.
You know, if you pause for a moment, you can discover Tri-State Livestock News. Let me tell you, they deliver comprehensive agriculture coverage, and they have been doing this for decades. They are trusted as a source that is so reliable. They blend vast readership and a deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. They really warrant your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, available every week online at TSLN or in print.
You have something for like 30 seconds that you can share with us to wrap up the good stuff today?
Well, sure. How about breaking the worry habit before it breaks you?
All right.
Okay, this is from Dale Carnegie a few years ago. Keep busy and don't fuss about trifles. Use the law of averages to outlaw your worries. Cooperate with the inevitable. And more ways to break the worry habit? Decide just how much anxiety a thing may be worth and refuse to give it any more. And to wrap it up, don't worry about the past.
Don't worry about the small stuff. Right?
That's right. Good ways to break the worry habit.
And that's the good stuff.